On the ticket and joining us now, as he does every Monday morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose, it's the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. Good fine morning for
yes.
the Cowboys fan.
Congratulations on a win over the Falcons.
Well, it was, and we certainly are counting it as such. And we played to the level of the stadium, and that was good. I wasn't shown on national TV picking my nose, so that's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just real excited, and I know that Cowboy fans are chomping at the bit to hear from the man of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, your head coach, Wade Phillips.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Wade.
Hey, we did it, Jerry. We finally won a playoff game.
Well, no, that wasn't a playoff game.
How many more we have to win before we get to the Super Bowl?
Well, I hope all of them. We want to win them all.
Okay, Jerry. We'll go out there and do it. Boy, we sure did play good, didn't we, Jerry?
We sure did. I was pretty happy with that. Romo looked like the young Jedi that I'd always wanted him to be.
Yeah, right there in the Death Star, just fighting off Falcons right and
don't
left.
Don't call it that. It's not the Death Star. It's my burial chamber.
And I know how Miles Austin sure did look good yesterday, too, didn't he?
He sure did. Very proud of Miles.
You know what he has miles of? Gum line. You see that shot of him on that big screen, Jerry?
Well, yeah, I did.
He had more gum than Wrigley, didn't he?
Okay, now that's rude.
Well, he had a good game. I sure was happy about that guy, Patrick Creighton. I went over there and introduced myself. I'd never met him before, but I went up there.
Have you never met Patrick Creighton? You didn't talk to him?
Yeah, we got a lot of guys on the team, Jerry. I just hadn't gotten around to it, I guess.
I suspected that.
And I went up to him and said, good job, and... You see what he did, Jerry? He caught that P for K that they threw.
Well, it's not a P for K. That was an actual punt.
Oh, it looked like a pass.
No, it was a punt.
Swirling and everything. Anyway, he caught it, and he took off to running, and he went all the way down there to that place that says Cowboys.
Well, okay. Yeah, you act like you've never seen football before. That place is called the end zone.
Well, that's racially offensive, Jerry. I don't know about
that. All right, I don't know what you're talking about.
And, yeah.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
You see that sunshine and that winder yesterday?
Yes, unfortunately, I did.
You need to get that fixed, Jerry. You need to get a curtain pulled down or a shade or a Venetian blind or...
I think that's Venetian.
No, that's the formula I put in my hair.
No way. That's Grecian.
Grecian. No, that's the announcer that made that offensive comment about the Mexican taco driver.
Oh, wait, listen, that's greasy.
No, that's how I like my fries.
All right, let's stop this. Good Lord, jeez. Wade, talking to you is an abomination.
Well, after all, Jerry, that's where we live.
Where's that?
An abomination.
Oh, my God. We've wandered into a vaudeville routine.
I'm done with this.
I still look like Grimace, Jerry.
Hang up the phone, Wade.
There they go, Jerry and Wade. It was a vaudeville routine
it was,
this morning.
Yeah. Just set up and punch back and forth. All right. Take